Florida legislature can't go in unilaterally and just change the rules. So the law that they passed clearly violates the Florida Constitution. And if somebody wants to create this revocation right to get people to revoke their petition to get an issue on the ballot to amend the Florida Constitution, well, then really the only way they can do that is to have a ballot question statewide and let the voters of Florida decide if they want to create a revocation process in the citizen initiative constitutional amendment business.
The suit also argues that it is unfair for the state to require election supervisors to provide revocation forms to voters when there is no requirement to provide the petitions themselves. Opponents of the Hometown Democracy Amendment aren't just challenging signatures on petitions. They're also collecting signatures themselves for a constitutional amendment that would allow for citizen referendums. But there's a catch. The group, called Floridians for Smarter Growth, would require the signatures of 10% of the local electorate before a vote could be conducted, and those signatures could only be collected at the Supervisor of Elections office, and it would supersede any other growth control amendment on the ballot, like the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment. Leslie Blackner from that group says she has seen the letters sent out to citizens who have signed petitions for her amendment, and she's disgusted by them.
It's so you just wonder how low can politicians go, because it's just full of outright lies.
Such as?
Such as they say that big developers are behind the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment. Couldn't be anything further from the truth.
Okay.
Our amendment drive is a grassroots effort by ordinary Floridians who aren't part of the growth machine, who are sick and tired of corrupt city and county commissions who never say no to the big developers. But the developers know there's so much anger out there in Florida over what has happened to this state and how our city and county commissions just never say no to the big money developers. So they have to break through the bottom and pretend that our petition is about is backed by big development and is about giving power to big development. It's unbelievable. It's like something out of George Orwell.
The letters are signed by John Thrasher, the former Speaker of the House in Florida. Wesley Blackner of Florida Hometown Democracy says the opposition is proving the adage, if you can't beat the message, destroy the messenger.
So here we see the revocation letter full of lies under the letterhead of John Thrasher, former Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives. We see desperate measures. We see desperation on their part. But Florida voters need to take a few minutes and educate themselves. They can go to our website, www.floridahometowndemocracy.com, and learn about what our effort is. It's about putting the people back in charge of their communities.